各位早安。
I hope you come with a spirit of springtime.
我希望你带着像春天一样欢喜快乐的心来到殿中。
I understand the spring started 2 days ago.
我知道春天是大概两天前开始。
As you know, we are going to have a special seminar for family and young people this coming week from now.
你知道下个星期，下个周末跟下个星期天。 我们这样一个特别的座谈会。
It came to my mind that because family is so important.
所以我就想到说，家庭对我们人的一生的生命跟生活是非常重要的。
But as you know, family start with the core unit of husband and wife.
婚姻是从夫妇开始的，丈夫跟妻子。
Father and mother, dad and mom.
父亲母亲。
So we have to start with the very root of the family unit.
所以我们从家庭的最基本的开始的两个元素就是父亲跟夫妇。
Recently, our Sunday school also have been studying concerning family the last couple of weeks.
最近长老所带的主日学也最近就是在研读这个。
And I passed out three sets of paper, one on marriage, one on family values, and one on parenting.
那我分派给各位三个文件，一个是婚姻，另外一个是家庭的价值观，第三个是 third one?
Parenting.
如何做父母亲。
And I'm sure quite a number of you have looked at those essays and have been thinking about some of those themes in those under those topics.
我想你们可能有些人都已经读过这些文章。
So today I thought it would be appropriate to share with you what God had taught me about marriage.
所以我想今天我跟各位分享神所教导我的。 关于婚姻的事情。
And I realize that not all of us here are married. Some may be anticipating marriage, and I can see their faces here today. And for the young people, this is something you most likely look forward to in the future.
我知道不是我们当中不是每一个人都有配偶，但是有一些人。 这也是可以给我们做参考，尤其年轻的朋友们，也许你们将来也会结婚。
What I'm going to share to you today, under the a few major topics.
今天我要跟各位分享的有几个主题。The
first of all, I'd like to share with you a little bit about the nature of marriage.
首先我要跟各位分享婚姻的特性。
Then what I understand from God was the ideal environment for a healthy marriage.
然后根据圣经的教导，神的话语，什么样子是健康的婚姻的一个环境？
And then thirdly, concerning the function and the structure of a healthy marriage.
然后第三点就是健康的。 婚姻的功能以及它的架构。The
first two sections will be coming out from the book of Genesis.
所以前面两个话题是在这个创世纪的第二章两个经节里面。You
know when God first created Adam?
当神刚开始创世之初，他创造了亚当。
He has a very special purpose in mind.
他有一个非常特地的一个目标。
He wants to share his love with someone who is created under his image.
神要找一个他能够与他分享他的爱的人。
So he created Adam.
所以他创造了亚当。
But then he found out that Adam was kind of lonesome.
但是他发现亚当好像有点孤独。
And out of all the animals that he also created, Adam couldn't find somebody that is compatible with him.
因为在创世之初，神也造了地上各种各样的飞禽走兽，但是亚当跟他们。
And that's obvious because they belong to a different category of creation.
但是亚当好像并还是觉得很孤单，因为那些动物跟亚当是不同类的。
So I'm sure God and Adam was discussing about this a little bit.
所以我想神大概跟亚当谈过这件事情。
He might have talked to Adam and said, you know, Adam, why are you so downhearted today?
所以他看着亚当说，你为什么今天这么愁容满面？
And there are beautiful, you know, plants and animals all around you, especially or you name all of them.
你看你身边的世界这么美丽，而且你给他们每一样东西都取了名字。
You can't find one that can keep you company, keep you happy.
你找不到任何一个能够与你为伴，让你快乐的吗
？And then obviously, you know, Adam expressed the fact that he couldn't find, you know, a life partner, so to call a life partner that he can enjoy.
所以亚当说他还是找不到一个能够跟他终身为伴的伴侣。
Well, of course, God already had His mind for procreation.
但是神在他心里面已经想到要再让亚当能够繁衍众生。
He also need to work with Adam too.
但是他需要跟亚当一起做。
And he said, "I have an idea. I'm going to create a beautiful woman for you."
所以神告诉亚当说，我要创造一个很漂亮的女人给你。
But it's going to cost you.
但是要花你一些东西。
And so they talk about it.
所以他们讨论了一下。
So Adam obviously agreed.
所以显然的亚当同意了。
So he put Adam into a deep sleep.
所以他就使亚当沉睡。
And he took the rib out of Adam.
他就从他的身上取出他一条肋骨
And he created Eve out of Adam.
他就把夏娃就是从这个肋骨造出来
So he must, you know, the Bible said he closed up the flesh after he took the rib out.
圣经告诉我们说神取下亚当的一条肋骨以后又把肉合起来把他的肉合起来
So my impression that Adam needed an operation.
所以也许亚当就经过了一个手术
So when Adam woke up,
当亚当醒来的时候
he said, "God, it hurts."
他说
"It hurts. It really hurts."
真的很痛
The scar is still there.
实在很痛
And so Adam pronounced, he said.
所以亚当就宣称
And he talked about Eve. He said, "You are the bone of my bones and flesh." Of my flesh.
他说这是亚当就说这是我骨中的骨肉中的肉
So this union of Adam and Eve is Adam's choice and God's wisdom and special plan for his creation.
所以这个亚当跟夏娃的联合是神的智慧也是亚当的选择
Now it comes to us now.
所以那现在就来到我们的
You know, marriage is a common expected thing in life.
结婚是所有的人都被一般被期望的事情。
And in general, we can say that marriage is also a choice.
我们也可以说结婚是一种选择。
We talk about falling in love.
我们说堕入情网。
We really fall into it, right?
我们真的是就掉进去了。
And Somehow it's like a magnet.
可能就像一块磁铁一样。
There's a positive pole and a negative pole.
有正负两极。
When they come close enough, zoom.
当这正负两极距离近以后就。
It's very hard to take them apart.
就没有办法把它们分开。
But you know, it's interesting to know that when God created Adam and Eve and put them in union.
我们回到神所创造的亚当跟夏娃，当神把他们两个联合在一起的时候
，There are certain elements that I think is very important that is related to marriage.
我们从亚当夏娃的被造，我们看到在婚姻生活里面有一些非常重要的元素。
And I like to list four of them for your consideration.
所以我要列出四个四项这非常重要的元素。
In Genesis chapter 1:31, on the sixth day after he created Adam and Eve, he said, "It is very good."
在创世纪第一章三十一节，我们读说，神看着一切所造的都甚好。
And all for the other creation, he said, "It is good. It is good."
他看着他其他的创造的东西，他说，这是好的，这是好的。
But then after he created human being Adam and Eve and their union, he said, "It is very good."
但是当他看到亚当跟夏娃，他所创造的人亚当以后，他说这是甚好。
So the first thing I want to mention about the creation and about marriage is beauty.
所以我要提的这个婚姻的元素里面，第一个就是美，就是好的。
There's some attraction between a man and woman that is very hard for us to understand.
男女之间的吸引力，其实很多时候我们是很难了解的。
But it is also very real.
但是也是很实际的。
Even secularly speaking, you have read and see a lot of romance and love story, how intense this relationship is.
我们看到很多的小说、电影描述这种爱情的故事。
Somebody said, beauty is in the eye of the beholder.
我们都听过"情人眼中出西施"。
This attraction between two persons is something beyond our explanation.
这种男女之间的吸引力，实在是超越了我们所能想象的。
But I'm sure all of you have gone through the courtship. All of us who have gone through the period of courtship.
我相信我们都经过我们结婚的人都经过一段这个courtship 就是 dating。
How intense that could be between these two persons.
这个两个人中间的关系会非常的非常的紧张。
I know of somebody who loves that person so much. He drove at least 200 or 300 miles round trip every weekend to see somebody.
500 miles.
500 miles, yeah. Every weekend.
我知道某一个人，当他年轻的时候，他爱另外一个人，所以他就开，几乎是在每一个周末的时候就开500里路，单程来回1000里。
It's more than I thought.
比我所想象的更多。
Just to see that person for a couple of days.
就是去看那个人，去花2天的时间。
And because for the rest of the week, that's all he thought about.
当然，剩下整个星期的时间，他所想的就是只有那个人。
And by Monday come, he said, "Oh, I wish it's Friday again."
所以当礼拜一的时候，他说："我希望这又是礼拜五，我又可以开车去看人。"
So there is certain beauty about God making man and woman.
所以神照着男女互相吸引，这是美好的事情。
You know, in Hebrew, interestingly, in Hebrew, the Hebrew word for man is ish.
在希伯来文里面，人叫做 ish。
And woman is isha.
女人就是叫做 isha。
So isha came out of ish.
所以 isha。是从 ish 来的
，because they are very intensely related，
因为他们是非常密切的联合在一起。
God pull a rib out of ish and it become isha，
所以神从 ish 的身上取出一个肋骨，变成 isha。
Well, the second thing about marriage is in terms of a helpmate. The Bible said a helpmate.
圣经里面讲说，第二个元素就是一个帮助的人。
And it mentioned in Genesis chapter 2:20.
在创世纪第二章第二十节。
One of the reasons why God wants to create Eve is He wants to give Adam an helper, a helpmate, help me, not help me, help me.
神创造夏娃的一个目的之一就是要帮亚当找一个配偶来帮助他，那就是我们所谓的互助。
Now this Adam and Eve are equal partner, not one more than the other. They are equal partner, equally important.
亚当跟夏娃两个人是同等的配偶，不是说一个比另外一个重要。
And the most important thing is God made them so that they are complementary to each other, not to compete with each other, but complementary to each other.
所以神造了亚当夏娃，使得他们两个可以互相互助互补，而不是让他们两个互相竞争。
Because they soon find out that they need each other to get things done well and efficiently.
因为他们马上就发现说，为了要把事情做得有效率，把事情做得顺利，他们必须互相帮助。
And of you know, all you know that the third important area of marriage is procreation.
第三个重要的婚姻重要的元素，婚姻里面第三个重要的元素就是繁衍。
In Genesis chapter 1:28, God said, and she told God told them, "Be fruitful and increase in number. Fill the earth and subdue it."
在创世纪第一章二十八节，神告诉他们说，神告诉他说要生养众多，遍满地面，治理这地。
So God's purpose of this creation is that they can multiply and form families and form a large number of human beings that God can enjoy and relate to.
所以神创造这个世界以及人的原因就是要我们生养众多，要遍满这个地面。
Of course, this is just doing the job of filling, of increasing the number. All of you with children realize that how important children are in your life.
当然，我们不是只有在增加这个数字。
They are the joy of your life.
我们有小孩的，我们都知道小孩在我们生活里面是非常重要，他们就是我们生活里面的一种快乐的源头。
And this joy continues to exist beyond your own family generation, beyond extended to even a high generation. I'm a grandfather now.
然后这个小孩子的快乐这种享福会超越你一代。我已经现在是祖父了。
My sons are married and independent on their own, but now I'm enjoying the grandkids.
我两个儿子都已经结婚了，而且他们有了小孩，所以我就是含饴弄孙。
And this joy of playing and relating your grandkid, I cannot explain until you become grandpa and grandma yourself.
所以这种做祖父母的这种含饴弄孙的乐趣呢，实在是很难描述。我想只有你自己做祖父母的时候，你才能了解。
So God has a mandate for human beings in terms of procreation, but along with that also came the joy of procreation.
所以神要求我们要生养众多，但是除了这个要求以外，这个要求也带给我们许多的乐趣。
In Genesis chapter 3, verse 17,
在创世纪第三章十七节。
God also gives stipulation concerning this relationship of marriage.
神也立了一些条例，婚姻的条例。
God told Adam and Eve that they have to work it and take care of it.
神告诉他们，他们必须要劳力，要工作。
Now this is even before the fall. This is within the Garden of Eden. God already instructing them. Life is involving the stipulation of privilege, but also responsibilities.
这是在他们犯罪之前，神就已经让他们知道，生命里面有权利，也有义务。
But unfortunately, after the fall, they have to work even harder.
但是，很不幸的，因为他们犯了罪，所以他们犯了罪以后，他们要更为劳苦。
And because of that, Adam now has to work painfully, have to sweat in order to survive, to live.
所以啊，因为这样子，亚当就必须啊啊流汗满面，才能够糊口。
And also, God told Eve that now you have increased pain in childbearing.
神也告诉亚当啊，夏娃说你生产儿女必多受苦楚。
But also, that you now have to develop a mindset of obedience and submission to your husband.
啊，他也说你必恋慕你的丈夫，你的丈夫必管辖。
For that, we will kind of elaborate that a little more later in the New Testament.
那我们会继续的啊，再讲一点关于这件事情。
Now, the second thing I talk to you about is that the Bible got outlined certain information for us.To think about.
我要讲的第二点呢，就是关于神啊为健康的婚姻所创设的一个啊环境。
And that is he set up an ideal. What is the ideal environment for a healthy marriage?
他为我们设立一个理想的环境。
Genesis chapter 2:24.
在啊，《创世纪》第二章二十四节。
And Yifang can read in Chinese.
第二章二十四节，他说：“因此，人要离开父母，与妻子联合，二人成为一体。”
Now, I was interested to find that actually God mentioned that right after He created Adam and Eve.
我觉得很奇妙的是，神。在他创造亚当夏娃以后，马上他就讲这句话。
At that time, Adam and Eve they don't have parents, right?
在那个时候，亚当跟夏娃并没有父母。
So why would God tell them about that?
所以神为什么要他们离开他们父母
？They have no parents to live from.
那个时候他们没有父母，所以他们不需要离开父母。
So my impression is that God is mentioning it for the benefit of the following generation after Adam and Eve.
所以我相信神讲这句话只是要他们下面的几代来顺从这个
So God said, for this reason, a man will leave his father and mother, and they will become one flesh.
所以第二十四节讲说，因此人要离开父母，与妻子联合，二人成为一体。
For what reason? What is the reason?
但是原因何在呢？
Well, I think it's obvious when we read from the previous verses that because Eve is Adam's bone of bone and flesh of flesh.
我想这个原因就是从前面的一节讲说，因为亚当说，夏娃是我骨中的骨，肉中的肉。
In other words, God is saying that you two are very intimately related.
所以你们两个是非常亲密的联合在一起。
You two are the priority in life to each other.
在你们个人的生命里面，你们都是最重要的。
And if you want to have an effective marital life, family life, you have to separate from dependency on parents.
所以你如果要有一个有效率的、有健康的婚姻的生活，你必须要独立从你的父母亲中间独立出来。
I'm sure some of us who are older in life, you will appreciate the importance of this advice from the Bible.
我相信你们如果经过这种经过你们结婚的人年纪比较大的，也许你们都可以感觉到这个这一节的一种重要。
Because this setting gives you the best environment for growth.For trusting, depending on one another, and husband and wife, and then bringing up children in the independent of your parents.
因为这样子的环境使得你们能够建立一个健康的亲密的关系。
I think God gave this provision and advice for certain reason, especially for the newlywed. This is a very important way of creating the most favorable environment.
我想神的这个目的呢，主要是给那种刚结婚的，因为在刚结婚的时候， 你如果能够有两个人独立的生活，这样子可以互相帮助来成长。
Now, do not misunderstand me. We can't just read Bible one way and not the other. We have to read the whole Bible as a whole.
但是请各位不要误会，我们不能够只从圣经里面一两节来断章取义。
Because our 10th commandment, God also said, honor your father and mother.
因为圣经里面在十诫，在出埃及记里面的十诫，他也讲说我们必须要孝顺父母。
But I'm talking about the different stages, different seasons in life. You have to do things differently.
但是我是在讲在我们生命在里面不同的时节。
I'm sure all of you thinking back will agree.
我想你们
that timing is important.
我想你们如果回顾过去，你们会同意何时宜是非常重要的。
As Ecclesiastes say, there is a time for everything.
就像传道书里面所讲的什么事情都有合适的时节。
So this is an idea from the Bible for you to consider, especially though you are not married yet.
所以如果你还没有结婚，也许你可以考虑一下。
You want to have close relation with your wife in intense marriage and then start a family, the best thing is to do it on your own.
所以
independent of your parents.
如果你想在新婚之初就能够建立一个合宜的与夫妇之间合宜的关系，你就需要独立。
You will save a lot of headache when
you do that. 因为你会省掉许多头痛的问题。
Now the third theme I want to share with you now come from the book of Ephesians, the New Testament.
我今天所要分享的第三部分是根据以弗所书第五章。
I think the sad thing is that people read this passage and they jump to conclusion.
我觉得很遗憾的是，很多时候我们读这一段圣经的时候，我们就很快的就做了结论。
And they say, "Oh, this is a chauvinistic."
就想说，这是大男性主义的一种信息。
Why submit to your husband?
因为妻子要顺服丈夫。
And I think the passage in the Bible really is not that simple. It's not. You can just draw a conclusion. That is what the message is.
但是我们如果仔细读这段经文，我们知道其实不是这么简单。
Read the verse in before that. We didn't read on chapter 5:20 first. Read that verse first.
我们如果我们先读一下这个五章第二十一节，就是在第二十二节前面那一节。
The writer Paul said, "Submit to one another out of reverence for Christ."
保罗在这个地方告诉他们说，又当存敬畏基督的心，彼此顺服。
In other words, the mindset of submission under Christ being our head, our God, is that the submission is something we learn among all of us.
因为保罗在这里告诉我们讲说，顺服呢，就是当存着敬畏基督的心来彼此顺服。
But then when he went into the situation of a marital relationship, there's another level of submission which God felt that God taught us is the best scenario for a healthy marriage.
但是当关于夫妻之间的关系的时候，这又有一种另外一个层次的顺服。这个顺服呢，就是造成一个健康婚姻关系的一个非常重要的部分。
Now this passage on Ephesians talked about three, I think, believe three important words that I think blend into this ingredient of healthy marriage.
我相信这段经节里面包含了三个很重要的字眼。
The first one is submission.
第一当然就是顺服了。
Now this idea about submission I mentioned three times in the passage.
这个顺服这个字眼在这段经文里面已经提过三次。
But then the second ingredient is love.
但第二个要素就是爱。
And this mentioned seven times within this verse.
这个字在这段经文里面提了七次。
And then the last one is respect, which only mentioned one time.
最后就是敬重，只提了一次。
I think a lot of us have studied chemistry before.
我相信很多我们中间很多人都读过化学。
And I'd like to share with you an illustration of a chemical reaction.
我想跟各位提一下这个化学反应的
The chemical reaction, this equation.
在我们从书上我们读过描述一个化学反应都是用一条方程式来描述。
For example, A plus B equals D.
所以 A 加 B 就变成 D.
So you have the ingredient A, you have the ingredient B, and they put together, they react, and the arrows point to the product, of this chemical product, right? This is the chemical reaction.
所以你有元素 A 跟元素 B 混在一起，它们经过化学反应就变成元素 D.
I'd like you to remember this passage in this kind of an analysis.
所以也许你们可以用这种关系来了解这段经文。
Think of B as being submission. A being submission.
所以 A 就像这个顺服。
B being love.
B 就是爱。
And D being a healthy marriage.
D 就是一个健康的婚姻生活。
I want to add one more thing, which I think is also important.
我要再加一个东西，我觉得也是很重要的。
And this is ingredient C.
C.
This ingredient C is respect.
这就是敬重。
So you have A plus B with the arrow on the top, C, and then D being the healthy marriage.
你有 A 加 B, 然后在这个箭头上面你有一个催化剂变成。
I like to think of this respect as being like a catalyst.
Yeah, 这个敬重就像一个催化剂一样。
The catalyst promote this reaction to go to the right.
帮助这个顺服以及爱能够帮助这个建立一个健康美好的婚姻关系。
So try to think with me along this line, and you will have, I think, get more meaning out of this passage. It's just not submission. It's much more to do than just submission.The idea of submission is.
所以在健全的婚姻生活里面，不是只有顺服，是比顺服更多的。
Now this passage basically is also talking about husband being the head of the household.
这段经文里面也讲到说，这个丈夫是家里面的头。
And that the wife should submit to the husband in making decisions and doing things in life.
所以妻子要顺服丈夫，尤其在家里面做决定的时候。
But in a way, the passage doesn't mean the husband is the boss; he's control everything.
但是他并不是说这个丈夫是一个老板，老板控制一切的事情。
There's a Bible commentator back in the late 60s and early 70s. He wrote a little comment about this.Passage in the Bible.
有一个解经的一位圣经学者在1960年代的时候。
And I just want to share that his comment with you.
我要跟各位分享他的所做的一些注解。
He said, "Now in his kindness towards womanhood."
Just read them.
Go ahead. I'll read it and then Yifang summarize. This is so important, so it won't get interruption.He said that now, in his kindness towards womanhood, the Lord fully realized that within the family, much of the care of children will pass on to the wife. God has been pleased not to overburden her. Hence, he placed the ultimate responsibility.With respect to the household upon the shoulder of her husband, in keeping with the latter's creational endowment. Understand what I'm saying? You can explain in Chinese.
所以神为了他知道这个爱这个女人，所以他把照顾小孩子的。责任放在女人身上，但是为了不让女人承受 过于他所能担的，所以他把这个家庭的任务，维持家庭的任务交代在他的丈夫的身上。
And this submission is a voluntary submission. It's not being forced to do something.
那这个顺服呢，是一种自愿的，不是一种强迫性的。
But more important in the verse is also we read the passage. It said, "Do it as to the Lord." As to the Lord.
我们如果读这段经文，我们就知道说，就像我们敬畏基督一样。
Yeah, with God being the center of this home and this marriage, when you do it because the Lord has certain good plan for you that you submit to, not just your husband, but you submit to the Lord because that is the way to make things move.
就如同基督，神是这个家庭的头，你顺服基督一样。
And I think another thing which is very logical for us to think about.Because there is a need, yeah, you need to have a leadership in the household. If you have two people, if you have a snake, you have two heads, you have trouble which direction to go, right? So you should only have one head, one body. The body consists of not just Adam, but Adam and Eve together.
所以我们如果想想，这实在是非常合理的事情，因为一条蛇不能够有两个头，一个家庭也不能够有两个手。
So Adam being the head is not controlling. 他是一个出头人就是了。
Adam 并不是在控制一切，他只是一个代表。
This commentator also mentioned, he said, a home without a head is an invitation to chaos. It spells derangement and disaster. Worse even thanwhich result when a nation is without a ruler or an army without a commander.
他说一个家庭如果没有一个头的话，会变得一团糟，就像一个国家没有领导的人，或者是一个军队没有一个元帅。
So there is a very important part about this message God gave us is that this submission has something much deeper meaning in it within the family unit.
所以这一段经文告诉我们，顺妻子顺从丈夫，事实上是比我们所表面看的还要更深的意义。
So this is an attitude, a mindset of the husband and wife, how they want to look at this.
所以这个顺服呢，其实是一个态度的问题，
But、
是我们如何来看待。
Second element is more important, and that is love.
但是第二个元素更为重要的。就是爱。
As I mentioned, it was mentioned seven times in this passage.
就我刚提了这个字在这段经文里面出现过七次。
I would like to think about this love as a lubricant.
我希望觉得这个爱这个元素就像一个润滑剂一样。
A lubricant for the family locomotive.
就像家代表家庭的一个汽车的润滑剂一样。
Without this element, the locomotive cannot work.
如果没有润滑剂，这个引擎就不能够工作。
Interestingly, I think to illustrate that, I share with Yifang, I think he said it's okay to share.
他说，我要跟各位分享一件事情。
Because a few of us did something very stupid, and I want to lay blame. Probably I'm the most responsible one.
我们在一两年前做了一件非常愚蠢的事情，长老是所有这些愚蠢人里面最愚蠢的。
Somebody donated, because we every year remember we have to pick up all the leaves and all this stuff and bag them and take them home and then put them out on the side to get rid of them. You remember we struggling with that for a few years.
我们大家都知道我们。有很大的院子，然后每年秋天的时候，我们都要扫树叶，然后这个树叶扫完，要把它放在这个袋子里面，然后这真的是花费很多的，耗费很多的人工。
So two years ago, somebody donated a brand new machine to us called the leaf and wood chopper and mower combined.
所以两年前有一位爱主的弟兄，他就捐给教会一个全新的一个机器。想说这个机器可以像吸尘器一样吸掉这些树叶，然后把树叶打成很小的片子，
So not only can do the mowing, but you also can pick up all the leaves, chop up all the branches into small bits, and then collect it so that you don't have so many bags. Instead of having 40 bags, 50 bags, now you may have only 10 bags of stuff to get rid of.
所以如果用了这个机器，不仅可以减草。 可以收树叶，也可以把树叶啊五十袋的树叶变成也许只有十袋。
So about 2 years ago, we got this shipment of the brand new machine. So we put the machine together, a few of us.
两年前，这位弟兄捐给教会这个机器，大家都很兴奋。大家看到这个新的机器来了，大家都很高兴。
But for some reason, out of confusion or too much anxiety to get things started, we didn't get enough oil in that new machine.
但是因为大家过度的兴奋呢，结果就没有放进足够的机油。When
we were able to start the machine, it was running. Wow, that's good. Everybody happy. We were supposed to celebrate because the machine started. It was the first time we put the key on.
所以我们把钥匙放到机器上面，打开钥匙，把引擎打开，结果这个引擎开动了，大家就欢呼跳舞。Well,
in less than a minute, the thing stopped.
结果不到一分钟，引擎就停了。
Check around. Why he stop? He keep starting, won't start again.
所以我们就是一直在那边，搞不清楚为什么引擎就停了。所以我们一直在
We didn't know that the thing came in without oil and completely empty of oil. We thought there already some oil there, maybe that's why we didn't add enough.
我们以为这个引擎里面已经自己有一些机油了。So
we add more oil.
所以我们再加了一点机油。Too
late, it didn't work.
但是 还是不工作.
So we consulted our two double E specialists.
所以我们就问了两个这个在电机方面有专长的人.
One of them is with me, right next to me. The other one is back in the podium, back in the auditorium.
那两个电机，那两个一个在前，一个在后.
Unfortunately, the consensus is that I'm afraid you can't do anything. The machine is ruined.
他们觉得您把机器搞砸了。And
the opinion is that you have to take the whole thing out, reshape it, or smooth it or something, and the whole thing will cost more than a new machine.
大概你如果要把这引擎拆下来重新再修理的话，会比买一个新的还要贵。So
we end up ordering a new machine to install into this chopper mower.
所以我们后来就 订了又买了一个新的机器。But
we negotiated with the company.
但是我们跟这个公司协谈。How
come you started for not a minute and won't run again?
我们说为什么他开始，然后一分钟就停了。It's
supposed to be guaranteed, brand new.
他说因为你应该有一些保证。The
guy said, well, how much oil do you add in?
他说你有没有加机油呢？
But we end up that he gave us a cost price for this replacement.
结果他给我们一个，就是根据成本。
And from what I understand, Jerry was in charge. He thinks this thing is running fine right now.
那现在魏弟兄在负责，我相信应该是正常的工作。
Well, I want to share with this story because oil, why oil is so important?
我要讲就是因为这个润滑剂其实是非常重要的。
If your car ran out of oil, you continue to drive, the engine will burn out.
如果你的车子的引擎没有润滑油、没有机油的话，你一定会损坏这个引擎。
In my understanding, within a marriage and family, love, the element of love, is just as important to smooth things out, to keep things going.
这就像爱在一个家庭里面是非常重要的。
And I guess there's nothing better to illustrate this kind of love than in First Corinthians chapter 13, you know about this definition of this sacrificial, considerate type of love. And this passage has been used in a lot of marriage ceremony.
我知道各位都知道在哥林多前书第十三章里面对这个爱有很清楚的诠释，这些经节在结婚典礼在各样的关于婚姻的庆祝的典礼上面。 都读过。
I'm not going to elaborate on that because you are familiar with that passage.
我相信各位都可以翻开圣经自己读哥林多前书第十三章。
But there is one other element that is mentioned and that is respect.
然后第三个在这段经文里面所提的第三个元素就是敬重。
And this is a very important word to me.
这个字对我来讲非常重要。
Even though it's mentioned only one time.
虽然他只有在最后面的时候提了一次。
And I don't know how the rest of the husband here feel.
我不知道其他做丈夫的人在场，其他做丈夫的人怎么觉得。
If a few husband feel respected by his wife, it means a whole world to him.
我觉得做丈夫的，如果能够得到妻子的敬重的话，这是非常非常重要的。
But the problem, of course, is a lot of time we don't deserve it.
当然，很多时候我们其实不值得受妻子的尊重。
Because we don't love our wife and attentive enough to our wife enough to make her feel that she wants to respect you.
因为我们对我们自己的妻子不够好，没有爱她，不够爱她们。
And so this kind of concern and respect has to be putting wife first in your life.
所以你如果想要得到妻子的敬重，你必须经常的把你的妻子当作优先。
And supposedly the wife will naturally want to take this opportunity, take all the opportunities she can have to show respect to her husband that she loves him too.
所以你如果爱你的妻子爱到一个程度，你的妻子会想尽种种的方法。
Now I won't quite go to the extreme like Yifang shared a few weeks ago.
我不讲这个极端的情形，就像Yifang几个礼拜所讲的那个例子。
I want to make a little correction about that extreme attendance to the wife. Everything is right. Her, she's right 100%. I'm wrong 100%.
我因为那个极端的 case 是。 太太都是对的，丈夫都是不对的。
Remember this couple moving out from the south to join the faculty in Notre Dame, right?
你记不记得？
Yeah. And the wife during in the top said, "Oh, I love you, dear, I love you." Because Yifang was asking her why, you know, she wanted to leave her family to come to her husband to this kind of cold weather, lousy weather.
因为那在那个例子里面，那个太太说啊。 就是抓着丈夫的手说啊，我实在很爱这个男人。一方还
trouble understanding, so how can you have such a loving wife?
他一方没有办法了解。You
remember what he shared? But I think there is a truth to that because he loved her so much, he blamed himself for everything rather than blaming her.
所以，但是这是一个例子，他如果有什么错，他就是怪他自己。
He elevated all her goodness. And was blind to her weakness.
他就是变成他只看到他好的地方，没有看到他坏的地方。
I think there is a good way of looking at things. After you get married, all those baggage start coming out that wasn't there before.
但是你们知道，当你们结婚以后，有许多弱点、一些缺点都会出现的。
But if you look at all those weaknesses of your spouse and focus on them. You'll never be pleased. You'll never be happy, right?
但是你如果专注在缺点上面，你永远不会快乐。But
if you only look at the good part, the positive side,
那你如果只注重优点的话，and
encourage her to on the positive side. But in the meantime, try to improve on the negative side.
但是你要专注在她的优点，然后鼓励她。 改良他的缺点。And
I think that will be essence of a happy marriage.
那就是一个快乐婚姻的一个重要的基点。And
your spouse may do that. Oh, honey, I love you so much.
所以你的太太大概就会说，我很爱你。But
interestingly, I want to conclude this with some insight from C.S. Lewis himself.
所以我今天的分享。 就用C.S. Lewis 的一些智慧的话语来结束。C.S.
Lewis wrote a book called Mere Christianity.
C.S. Lewis 写了一本书，叫Mere Christianity.
And you know, actually, he wasn't a Christian at that time. He wasn't married. I'm sorry. He was a Christian. He turned Christian, and it's one of his first books that he wrote. After he turned to be a Christian, he's a philosopher, a big thinker, you know.
C.S. Lewis 在那个时候还没有结婚，他是一个哲学家，是一个思想家。
But then in his book, he mentioned that within the marriage, actually there are really you can look at like love in two dimensions, two different dimensions.
他说在婚姻的范围里面，你可以从两个维度来看这个爱。
Being in love during courtship and the honeymoon time is different from the love that is afterwards, which is committal, which is responsibility.
在约会的时候的那种爱，跟结婚以后那种爱是不一样，因为结婚里面以后的爱是多义务跟尾声多于情感。
Because the initial love that initially caught your eyes are very rosy, beautiful, no fault type of love.
因为一开始的那种在约会的时候的爱是非常完美的，就像玫瑰花一样。
Either you are not aware of the fault or weakness of the opposite side, or you are blind to them.
也许或者是你不知道，或者是你没有看到。
You love each other so much that, well, let's do this, let's do that. You know, we don't have anything to worry, so just enjoy ourselves. You know, love, 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 okay?
因为在约会的时候，你们可以做各种各样的事情。
Don't you think that is the situation before you are married? You are so close together, intimacy, that you enjoy so much that you are oblivious of what's going to happen later.
因为你们在约会的时候，你们所想到的就只有你们两个中间的事情而已，对其他的事情无所不知。
But then later, when you find out certain habits that you didn't like, how come you throw clothes all over the place? I have to do laundry, pick up all the dirty clothes.
但是你们结婚以后，你看，太太说，为什么你把你的脏衣服丢在地上？我必须捡起来，我要去洗这些脏的衣服。
You know, I like to talk to you. How come you keep your eye on the TV and ball games for the last 3 hours?
我要跟你谈一下，你为什么过去三个小时一直在看这个电视上的球赛
？Well, how about you? You went shopping for 5 hours. You didn't let me know.
他说你为什么你跑去逛街花了五个小时，你根本甚至没有跟我讲。
Well, those baggage or weakness start coming out after you get married.
所以结婚以后，这些缺点一个一个出现。
But C.S. Lewis is saying that the initial love is honeymoon period of love is different from the committal love that you have after get married that going to last for the rest of your life.
所以他说你在约会的时候那种爱跟结婚以后那种尾声式的爱。
So he said this later love is a deep unity between the two. It's a deep unity.
他说结婚以后的这种爱是一个非常深切的合一。
He said this love has to be maintained, had to maintain by the will, by your mindset.
他说这种爱必须用你的意志力来维持。
And this is the thing, you have to put effort in it, because it has strengthened by habit. By habit, you have developed a good habit of relating.
你必须要发展一个习惯，必须劳苦发展这个习惯。
And also that you have to nurture to develop.
而且你必须劳苦工作来培养。
And none of us can do that properly without having God helping being the center of our home.
我们如果不是用神当作我们家庭的中心的话，我们没有办法把这件事情做得好。
It's not only this is only not only at the level of husband, wife, father, mother, but also related to the whole family as a whole.
这不是只有夫妇之间，或者是父母子女之间，这关系到整个家庭。
And so we have to be practical.
所以我们必须实际。
We have to face reality. We have to face
我们必须面对现实。
In Cantonese, there's a word that say, there's a phrase that express.
在广东话里面有一句话。
有情饮水饱。
他说有情可水饱。
If you have really that intense love, all you have to do is just drink water. Don't have to eat anything.
你可以，你如果有这样子的爱，你可以不用吃什么东西，只要喝水就觉得饱。
So in other words, an expression is that, wow, you love each other so much, you don't have to do anything. You just sit there and love each other. You don't have to eat all day.
他说，你如果互相爱 有这么深的爱，你可以坐在那里，只要喝水你就饱了。
Well, I'm going to ask you how long they're going to last.
我不知道这能够维持多久。
So I like to also just summarize this passage we are studying, so that we don't have the wrong conception about this submission.
所以为了让各位对这一段经文不会有误解，我想我把它
So I like to read you this little passage also by this author I mentioned about. His name is William Hendrickson.
所以我要再读一段这个有一个作者所写的。
Summarizing more or less this passage in Ephesians, he said, "The wife should voluntarily submit herself to her husband, whom God has appointed as her head. She should recognize that, in his capacity to, as her head, her husband is closely united to her, and so deeply concerned about her welfare."That his relation to her is patterned after the sacrificial interest of Christ in his church, which he purchased with his own blood. And now, because this passage describes Christ and the church as being the model for husband and wife, and if Christ loved the church so much as a community, a Christian believer, a community believer, they should model.The essence of this submission, and in terms of this background,
这段经节告诉我们说，做妻子的要愿意、自愿的顺服丈夫，就像我们顺服基督这段经文也同时反映出我们基督徒教会跟基督中间的关系，因为基督爱教会到一个程度，他愿意舍弃他自己的身体。
And I am going to close the message today with a sharing and commitment I'd like to share with you.
So 今天我的分享，我要用下面一个方式来做一个结束。
I hope all I realize is how important a happy marriage is at home is it is.
我相信，我希望各位都觉得说，这个一个美好的婚姻生活对每一个人都非常重要。
And it is the core value of the home. You have to start at that level before you can extend it to the extended family, including your children, grandchildren.
这是整个家庭的一个价值的这个核心。
I'd like to close this time of sharing, asking my wife Jane to come up here.
我要请我的太太到前面来。
And I'd like to share this with all of you who wants to have this, who feel the same way I do.
我要跟各位分享我所要做的事情，如果你觉得
You know, when you all get married, you have to sign a marriage vow.
我们知道，当我们结婚的时候，牧师都要我们互相交换这个婚姻的誓言。
I like to have those of you who like to share the same feeling with me and take this opportunity.To rededicate yourself to one another. So I'd like you to come up with me and we will recite this marriage vow together again today to encourage each other. And I'll say, before you come out, I want you to know what you are committed to say, okay?
我要你们如果你们有同样的感动，我希望你们能够到前面来。
Now, your spouse may not be here today or at home, doesn't matter. This is your part to play. Now, those who of you have spouse downstairs, you can bring them up now and do this together.Or else you can do it without the spouse and then you do it later and just give this to him or her and let her see, I did this for you. Can you do this for me too?
如果你先生或太太不在这里的话，你也可以做同样的。
Okay, I'll read it.
所以我先读给你听。
I, Daniel, take you, Jane, to be my wife, to have and to hold from this day forward, for better and for worse.For richer and for poor, to love and to cherish, till death us do part, according to God's holy law, and this is my solemn vow. I'd like all of you who like to join me to read this together, please now come out and we will join and say this together.
如果你有感动，你愿意跟我一起宣读这个婚姻的誓言，你可以到前面来。
Is it to be commitment?Among yourself.
这是再一次的尾声。
The core of your family, home. Your spouse doesn't have to be here. You can just come out. If your spouse is here, say it to one another. If your spouse is not here, just say it that she is in front of you. Nancy, by the way, is in Taiwan. But Yifang has his cell phone with her picture in it, so you can open your cell phone, okay? And please pass this along for those who want to be... Yeah, that's a lot more. I think we should have enough to go around. I have about 40 of them. Please get one. Each of you get one. Yeah, if those of you want to do that, but you don't want to come out, you can still do it too on your seat. And you can keep this with you, especially the spouse not here. You can take it home.
Okay.
Okay, so we all say together in the dedication to one another for the purpose of building up a healthy, happy family, not only between two of us who are married, but the children, to the extended families. With the upcoming seminar, we want to do the best for our kids, but we have to start with us first, ourselves. That the kid, the children see what their parents are doing, how loving they are each other. They see them every day. Instead of arguing among one another, they start showing love to each other and working together. This is the best example you can give to your children. So shall we say all together, of course you fill in the name, your own name, and then we will say it all together, okay? I then you Yifang, take you, Jay, to be my wife, to have and to hold from this day forward, for better and for worse, for richer and for poorer, in sickness and in health, to love and to cherish, till death us do part, according to God's holy law, and this is my solemn vow. Shall we pray together? Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much to give this opportunity for us to understand your word and what you are trying to tell us from the Bible, your own word, how we should live our life. And we have to admit, even as parents, we fail so often. And as spouse, we so fail so often in loving our loved one. And we have a lot of time forgotten our first love. How intensely we love another one. But with time wears off, our priority has changed. Lord, we pray that you again fill all of us who have committed to each other today to refresh our memory of how much we used to love one another. And pray that with your power, your wisdom, and your grace, you will continue to have the same kind of concern and care for one another so that we can, as parents, can also be good example for our children in building up our children in this troubled world. Because you love us first, so we can love one another and those among us. We thank you for this opportunity, and I pray the Holy Spirit continue to guide us and give us this empowerment to build up a healthy, happy family. We give thanks in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you very much.